Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you on the blog line tonight. This is Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you to this blog line tonight where we just come together to give God praise and adoration. We also make our prayers known unto Him, and we know that prayer changes things. Tonight, I want to pray for our nation, amen, for this election, that God will move upon the people to vote for who He wants them to vote for, that men and women and God would trust God. The candidate that he wants presidents over this country. I believe follow the will of the Lord, we'll do well in America. Amen. We'll do very well. So we're asking you to seek the Lord on who you vote for. Whatever you do, make sure you get out there. Get out and vote for who you believe God wants you to vote for. It's going to be an interesting election. Already has been. They can talk to you on the phone, and therefore we'll have to mute you. Amen. You wonder why you can't say anything. Why don't you fix it yourself? Press **, and that will mute your phone. God bless you. Amen. Let's go to God. Well, in a moment, we'll go to God in prayer. We always get our prayer request first. I think that's a good way to do it, because then after we get your prayer request, then we go to God and go to God in prayer, and then we start thanking Him in advance for all the things that He will do. Uh-huh. In other words, we're thanking Him for your miracle. Now, all we ask you to do is have the faith. If you've got the faith, God's got the power. Amen. And if you do that, you'll see God do something extraordinary and do some incredible things for you. Do you need anything incredible done for you? God's able to do it. Just let your faith go to a new level, to believe God that He is doing it, that He will do it. And He is doing it now. Thank God. All right, the line is open to you. Good evening to all of you on the line. If you have a prayer request, let it be known. I want to put Dr. Betty on there always. Uh-huh. And Denitra and her husband, Raphael. Uh-huh. And then all of my grands. Amen. All right, if you have a prayer request, let it be known. Line is open to you. All right, anyone?
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. Keep my daughter, Odessa, Jennings, and Munt, and Amar on that. They still looking for a place.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, we'll send them pray for them. Is somebody else trying to get in?
Yes. Good evening. This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. I am requesting prayer for my mom and myself, and we just really need prayer.
I said we'll pray for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless.
God bless you. Is there anybody else who desires prayer tonight? All right. They know we certainly want to pray for you. All right. We're still praying for Mother Owens, who lost her husband after, I believe, I think it was way up there. Might have been 57 or 62 years. Uh-huh. And, praying for changing. And we're praying for Joyce Long. And we're praying for Pastor Jada Hunt. All right. Any other prayer requests?
This is Sister Darlene Garnett. Please pray for Irene Rowley's daughter-in-law. She needs much, much, much prayer.
Oh, God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Her name is Alicia.
Alicia.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right, anybody else? Right. Last one more time. Anyone else desiring prayer? Now that somebody might have been on mute. But if you desire prayer now, let us know before we start. All right. Do we have any prayer warriors who want to pray tonight? If you do, the line's open to you. If not, I'll just go ahead and pray. Anyone else? Heavenly Father, be so gracious to come to you as humbly as possible, knowing that you are Jehovah and that you are the creator of all things. We love you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for all. Oh, God, look on us in every way. Forgive all sin, every sin of omission, every sin of permission. We have come to you, Lord, knowing that you above all can do all, can change all. We just praise you and thank you for all the things that you're about to do. Oh, we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you. You're making, oh my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we just bless your holy name. God, I'm asking you to look on these precious people tonight and answer all these prayer requests. They are depending on you. Whenever we have had a need, we've called on you. You are the only true and living God. And you can make a way out of no way. You can bless, 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 bless. Bless, 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 bless. We don't make no apology about coming to you, Lord, for these things. Look on Dr. Betty. God, keep her healthy, well, and wise. Help her toward her retirement in the name of Jesus and give her joy and peace in her soul. Look on Lenitra and Raphael. Thank you for fixing that van for them the other day, Lord. It was such a marvelous miracle. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
And I pray that you bless them bountifully. In the name of Jesus, and give them all the finances they need for all the things they're trying to do. Look on all the kids, and I pray that you bountifully bless our grandchildren in a gracious and great way. In Jesus' name. Look on Pastor Linda Farshi and her daughter Odessa James and Ahmad and Ahmad, her grandsons. God, yeah, touch them. Bless them, Lord. Give them a beautiful place to live in. Wonderful place to live in. Bind the enemy that doesn't want them to have nothing special. But instead, turn it around. Wonderfully bless them in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for Master Frierson. God, she's doing such a tremendous job for you, Lord. For you. And I know what your nature is. You don't let people bless you without blessing. And I want to thank you in advance for blessing Ambassador Frierson. Blessing her mom, Lord, and blessing herself. Oh, God, be send a ram in the bush to help her through every trial and test. God, like you did Abraham, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you had something. for him that he didn't see. And what a blessing it was. Thank you for it. Look on Brother Owens, God. Step in the but through the storm and through the rain, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you look on Sister Earlene Jenkins, such a faithful warrior on this prayer line. I believe one of my first persons on the prayer line. God, among the first. I want to thank you for her. Bless the Lord for her faithfulness in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you look on Ambassador Joyce Long, such a faithful servant also, God. Faithful on the prayer line, faithful on the blog line, faithful many times on the youth prayer line. Look on her, bless her, in a very, very special and wondrous way, I pray. Give her heart's desire and heal her body completely. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm praying for also Ambassador Gina Hodges, that you would continue to bless her and help her, Lord, through every test, oh God. You know all about every test, and I pray that you would see her through, Lord. Give her the victory in Jesus. Save your faith. Turn it around. Let's flow her way. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, oh God, we pray, Sister Geraldine, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett. Look on her. She's praying for Ambassador Ernestine Riley. That you would look on Alicia, her daughter-in-law. Oh, God, there's something special needed.
Thank you.
We need you to work a miracle. I say it with emphasis, Lord, a miracle. Work a miracle for that girl. In Jesus' name. Oh, nobody but you can turn that around. Show up. They're dependent on you. They're looking for you in the room. And I'm asking, Lord, just show up and show out. They're giving you the glory and all the praise is thine. We don't ask you to do these things, God, for us to be glorified. We have no power but the power that you give us, Lord. But we come to you that you might be glorified. That's why we ask you properly in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, do this thing, Lord, for these precious people. We give you glory, we give you praise and adoration for them. Lord, that's why we're going to thank you 1,000 times, because we want you to get the glory, and we believe that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. We join our voices, and we read in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, where Jehoshaphat received some incredible things that happened to him. And then he gave you incredible praise. Oh, God, he lifted his voice and the voices of the people and gave you a loud thank you, a loud praise. As my son-in-law, Brother Raphael, had his car, Lord, his car, somehow you touched it. When the new oil was in it, you let it start. And as they put oil in it, you let it run right, and the motor was fine. And he gave you praise. I said, give him a loud praise. And on the street, he began to shout praises unto you. God, help the people not to be ashamed. Help them not to be ashamed of you. People are not ashamed of nothing nowadays. Homosexuals walking, marching on the White House. Their faith. People are coming out everywhere. Not ashamed of nothing. God, let the saints of God come out and not be ashamed of you, to give you praise like they belong to you. Except those who decided to sit back and listen. God, changed their minds. Like a person who won't go to the polls and vote, and yet you change their minds and let them come out. God, it's the saints, people who won't say nothing while we praising you, nothing while we praying, and sit back and just want to listen. When the purpose of our coming is to give you praise together, like they did in the old church. They were all praying together, but you heard every prayer. And Lord, touch these folks on this line, that they would learn. We would have to try to train them every time, and we want them to come out and praise God. God, I bind that devil that's trying to make them hold back. He gets the glory every time they hold back on God. Don't let them do it. Let them remember what you've done for them. Remember how you brought them out. And remember how you made a way for them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Let's begin to thank him all the way out to 9:32. Amen, 9:32. Come on, let's do it right now. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I thank you. Thank you.
Those are the kids' mother,
And the kids, this is, you know, the kids will be with mommy tonight, and God knows that's one of my greatest heart desires. And he just blessed me richly and just wealthy in my soul today by answering. So giving me some true desires of my heart. And I thank y'all for those blessings this morning, because God poured down and he showed up and he showed out, just sending my loved ones around me. May God bless you all, and I thank you all for everything.
Thank you. God bless you. What a wonderful testimony. God bless you. Amen. It was our delight to allow the people to give you a happy birthday wish. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else who would like to give a praise report? Please be welcome to do so. I just love to hear your report. Anybody else?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Wilson.
Thank you
for getting me to the prayer line on tonight. I get on time, you text me. I was wore out. My arm kind of bothers me, but I thank God for being in the land of the living. God is so good, so kind, and he is so loving, because he knows just exactly what we need. And I thank him for that. And I thank him for your prayers and praying for me, because I know my big God is able to do that above and abundantly for all of us. And I will say happy birthday to the sister that had a birthday today. And I'll continue to pray for Mother Wilson.
Oh, you're welcome. We certainly will pray for your mother. God bless you. And is there anybody else, oh God, who wants to give a praise report? Thank God. Come on, saints. What about y'all in 312 or 913 or 816? What about y'all? What about you?
816, this is Joyce Long. And I can truly just say, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for today. I thank you for waking me up this morning. And I just thank him how he gave me motivation to do something that I had been wanting to do, but had been putting it off and putting it, because I just needed that motivation. And I just thank God that he gave it to me today to accomplish what I wanted to do. And I just thank God for it. He gave me the strength to do what I wanted to do. And I just thank God for it.
Praise God with you. Thank God.
Amen.
All right. Beautiful. Anybody else? God bless you.
Dr. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
This is Sister Collins, area code 913, Kansas City, Kansas. And I'm just thanking the Lord because someone walked up to me this evening and handed me an envelope. And in that envelope was a $100 bill. So I'm just thanking God for his blessing. Unexpectedly.
Thank you. Amen. They still wishing you a happy birthday, Sister Brown.
God bless you.
Yeah, I missed it this morning. I had to get off the line, so I want to wish you a happy birthday. And many more.
Well, I thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to wish you a happy birthday? It's all right. Amen.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Frierson. Yes, I would like to wish her a very, 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 very happy, happy birthday. God bless you, Ambassador Elect Sheila Brown.
God bless you. Thank you.
This is Frierson from Michigan.
Yes, this is Mother Woods from Michigan, and happy, happy birthday. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Mm-hmm. He has taken all of my sins away. I thank God, and I thank God, and I thank God. God bless you. God bless you.
And that's
praise
beautiful.
God.
They still coming.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah 801. you have a happy birthday, Sister Sheila.
I will.
Many, many more.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I thank you. Good morning, Jesus. God bless you. And thank you for that. I thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
It's just good to make friends, even without friends.
Yes,
so
amen.
And she's certainly been a friend to the Lord. She's been giving praise reports to him and also one of the first ones on the line.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Whenever, many times she holds my arms up and helps me. Amen.
Yes.
That when that ambassador of another nation is in Jamaica, y'all have to step up. And she certainly stepped up. And others have stepped up tonight. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God others have stepped up. With Sister Joyce Long and thank Sister Cullen and others. Anybody else have a praise report? I'm going to give you a praise report.
Chief, this is Rebecca Henderson, 912 area. I was on the prayer line this morning, but I had got off before. So I just want to wish Sister Brown, Sister Sheila, a happy, happy, happy birthday to her. I hope she has many, many more. God bless.
God bless you, and I thank you so much, and I love you all.
Amen. I thank you. What are you? Are you 25 today, Sister Brown? Or what is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm 45 years young.
45. All right. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. And what somebody said yesterday, you didn't look that. You looked about much younger than that. And so. God bless you so much. Amen.
Praise be to God.
All right, y'all. Thanks. Just love you all. And it's just, y'all sound happy. And that's the word. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I'm going to play this. My usual song. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And then y'all stick around. You know, I do that shout music in honor of Mother Abby Johnson.
Oh,
amen. So stick around and help me shout a while, Mother Johnson. It's all right to shout. Give God praise. I don't care. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. This is honor of my mother. Amen. If you want to honor your mother sometime, let me know. Amen. But on this line, Mother Johnson was a mother to the nation.
Yes,
God bless. And he can't take it from her. Amen.
That's right.
Can't take it from her. She's the mother of the nation.
Yes.
Now we have Ambassador Patricia Stern, our mother to the nation. But we don't want to forget Mother Andy Johnson. Amen. I start calling it the Holy Ghost Rehab. Somebody got mad at that. There wasn't nothing wrong with that because she was a Holy Ghost woman, preached about and taught about the Holy Ghost all the time. But we'll just call it our time of rehab and our shouting music. God bless you. Let's get ready to praise him. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. How about that?
Yeah.
Is it all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Everything gonna be all right. All right.
Amen.
I got a prayer request. Would y'all pray that the Lord will give me the inspiration to make to cut a new CD? Amen.
Yes.
Just pray for it and it will happen. If y'all pray for it.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Give God give me some new songs. Pray that God will give me a lot of new songs.
Okay.
Bless not only the prayer line, but bless across the world on radio stations. Amen.
Yes.
We'll play them everywhere. God bless you.
Okay.
You pray it, it won't happen. I believe that.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Have
yeah.
a wonderful night. Amen.
Yeah, one, two.
Thank you. Now, y'all getting ready? We're getting ready to do that Holy Ghost shout.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
To shout, come on, let's get in our rehab doing our shout tonight. Come on, move those arms a minute.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay.